And today is the Ozark Radio Network ORN Cares Radiothon. I'm Cody Sanders, News Director for the Ozark Radio Network, and I am alongside Sarah Stout, who is the Resale Manager for the Alton and West Plains Christo's House Resale Shop, and Kelly Neal, the Shelter Manager at the Christo's House Shelter. First of all, ladies, thank you for taking time out of a busy day to come in and talk with us and be a part of this radiothon.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us here.
So as we make our way through the day and we put a lot of focus and a lot of attention on the Christo's House, we have to realize the fact that not everybody that can hear us right now knows what the Christo's House is. So if you will, give us some background information and talk about what this shelter is and what this shelter does.
The shelter is a space for victims of domestic and sexual violence to come and find a secure location that is discreet and provides an opportunity for them to, one, get some sleep, have a good warm meal, and feel safe to explore what's happened to them. Christo's House is as a shelter where we're currently located. We've been up there, I believe, about 20 years. But we started in 1982. That's when it was incorporated. So the vision was to allow people an opportunity to speak to the social stigma of they've been abused, they've been violated, and give them that listening ear that says we care and we're not judging.
Tell us a little bit about the shelter. How does it work? How does it operate?
The shelter operates with a hotline. Victims of violence are asked to call us, and it is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365 or 366 days as it is this year. It's a hotline that's available at all times. There is an advocate present to answer questions, provide information, understand what services can be of benefit to each person individually. What is good for one person may not be good for another, and we allow those that call us to walk through and kind of define what that looks like. If they're determined, you know, that coming into our shelter is going to be the best avenue to take, we've let them know where we're located. Again, we're there 24/7, so somebody's there to let them in the door. We walk them through a quick intake process, make sure we understand who we need to be watching for. I mean, oftentimes perpetrators will, as soon as somebody's leaving, they're looking. So we've got to make sure we know who we need to be watching out for. And then we provide them with the basics as they're coming through the door: toothbrushes, soaps, bath towels, clothes. We have plenty of clothes, and that's highly contributory to community members bringing us those clothes. We're a nonprofit, so we don't have exorbitant amounts of money to go buy a lot of clothing, and people come in with just the shirts and shoes on their feet, shirts on their back. So we make sure they've got that. We've got pillows and bedding and all of that. So we provide them that space, and there's plenty of food that's donated and contributed as well. So
you told me a truly eye-opening stat just a few minutes ago that 1 in 4 women,
yes,
are either being abused or survivors of abuse.
Yes, that is true. When you are out in the community and you are sitting, say, at a restaurant, and you look around and you count the number of women that are in that facility, invariably somebody is either subject to or somebody has been subject to. Having said that, there are often men there, and there is a huge social stigma that remains around that, men that are being abused as well. Signs to look for, things to see, I mean, there's always the obvious where there's a confrontation occurring. Even as recently as a few years ago, I mean, there was a confrontation in one of our restaurant parking lots. And being that person as an observer or a bystander, what do you do with that? One, you've got to make sure you're safe too. In today's world, cell phones are very prevalent, so make a phone call. Make sure that there is a light shining on that and call that to attention to the authorities and the people that can help. So being able to obviously see it, there's one way of handling it. The other more subtle signs are teen dating violence. young adults, what you need to be looking for may not be as obvious. It's a little more subtle. As abuse starts, there's not as much obvious, there aren't enough obvious indicators. So you've got to watch for the subtle. For students and adolescents, you watch for if they're high-performing students, all of a sudden they bottom out. If they're lower-performing students, they may start becoming very perfectionist mindsets. They may be striving to overcome and compensate for some things. So you've got to watch for those stark contrasts in personality. And then again, as a bystander, you can approach and ask what's happened. I think that's one of the key foundational questions to ask. What's happening? What's happened? How can I help? And then letting that person share that for themselves. And then defining from there, based off of what they shared, what resources are there. And if you don't know, again, you can call our hotline, you can call our business office, you can call our outreach advocates, you can call the resale store. There's a number of ways to get a hold of somebody who knows what those resources are.
And we will post all of those phone numbers and all of those ways of outreach. They'll be posted on Ozark Radio News during this ORN Cares Radiothon. So let me ask you a question. If there is somebody listening right now, woman, man, regardless, and they are in a situation they do not want to be in, it's as simple for them to pick up the phone. What if that is not possible? What if they can't just make a phone call?
We do have a Facebook page, and they can message through the Facebook page.
Website.
They can always call law enforcement. They can go to law enforcement.
Sure.
They can go into the resale store.
They can come
into
the resale store.
Yeah. They can go into our business office, our outreach office, even the Alton resale store.
Which houses the Alton
outreach
too. Yeah.
So you can, there are ways to gain access to our resources. You don't have to make a phone call. From there, you get to that safe space, and then the phone calls can be made. Those conversations are hard. As a prior survivor or prior victim, now survivor, those conversations are hard because there is still a sense of shame that you've allowed this to happen to you. It's not a matter of allowed. It's a matter of understanding that you can live different.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And I guess, you know, one thing I'm curious about is, so the Christo's House is privately funded. There is some grant work done. We've already mentioned, or we will mention, the upcoming Chocolate Festival. That is a fundraising event. And, of course, we're happy to help with the ORN Cares Radiothon. But outside of that. Well, it's really our pleasure. But now, outside of those things, this is privately operated, privately funded, donations and things along those lines. So if we have, of course, we're taking phone calls all day, but if there is somebody out there who wants to help outside of this radiothon, if there is someone out there that wants to help, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
And they can call our business office and speak with Mariah Siever, our executive director. That number is 417-256-3408. They can call the shelter and talk with me, 417-469-1190. They can call and talk to Sarah, and I don't know those numbers off the top of my head.
Yeah, they can call the resale stores. We have two of them, one located in West Plains and one in Alton. The West Plains number is 417-257-7729. Or the Alton resale shop, if they're located in Oregon County, they can call it 417-778-7457. And the resale shops will, if you do not have monetary funds that you can donate, you can always donate your time as a volunteer, or you can donate merchandise. And we sell the merchandise, and all our proceeds go directly into either the Alton community for outreach or into West Plains. And we do cover 8 counties.
Well, let's talk about some of the financial side of this. What does it cost to keep the shelter operational?
A lot of money.
What is it, like $20,000?
Yeah, well...
a month?
Well, it can actually be more than that. It's about, all things said, operationally every month, it's about $30,000 to $35,000. That's outreach.
Wow.
That's all of our direct service provisions. So between helping staff make their bills, obviously, that's keeping the water, the lights, the gas on. It is a 24/7 shelter, so very seldom are all of the utilities shut off at any given time.
Right.
Somebody's up at 2 o'clock in the morning doing laundry, whatever. So there are always there's always that high level of operational cost. When you take that and you break that down into how many people, we're a 36-bed facility. So that's women, children coming in 7 bedrooms, being able to make sure that there's bedding, that there's, you know, adequate supplies. So if community hasn't contributed, say, for example, we just reached out to some churches to do a pots and pans household good drive because we were running short on forks, knives, pots, pans, and that's not just for living in shelter. When people come to us and they reside in shelter and they're moving out, very seldom do they show up with their entire household of stuff.
Right.
So we're helping them start that new life based off of those donations. If those donations aren't there, for whatever reason, I mean, life is happening for everybody, then we go out and we buy some of those things. I mean, certainly the basics, the essentials. But if those aren't there, I mean, that's money we have to spend as well. So making sure that happens. Plus, because of where we're located, we have to provide transportation a lot of times, to doctor's appointments, legal appointments. And we've helped people relocate, like catch a bus out of other areas. We are very rurally located, so there's expense that comes with that, too, to put that number where it is.
As we wrap up this this conversation, is there anything that we have not mentioned that you would like to make sure gets out there to the general public?
I think for myself, there you're not alone. You are not you're not by yourself. Reach out, even if we are unable to provide shelter services because we're at capacity. We can certainly walk through what is available to help get somebody where they need to be. All of the staff is dedicated to making sure that victims have that space to go to that's safe. And then from there, you can survive it. You can overcome it. We're there to help see that happen.
Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. And as we make our way through this ORN Cares Radiothon, we'll be revisiting this conversation from time to time and updating as we go through. So we ask listeners, if you're able, pick up the phone, call in, and make a monetary donation today. This is the ORN Cares Radiothon, and the 2020 event is to help benefit Christo's House.